episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I am your co-host, Jody Sweeten.
I am your other co-host, Celia Behar.
Look how smoothly we did that.
Yeah.
Look at us, well, just sailing right through.
We're going to screw it up eventually. It's nice when we have a good start, though.
Well, I like the first 30 seconds to at least be something to be proud of.
I say that about most things in my life. You know.
Wow.
You know, it's all right. It's okay. I have a never for you. You kind of know what it is. No, I'm excited. It was really bad.
I know. You're so excited.
I am. I've had a lot of coffee also.
You have had a lot of coffee. We've been here shooting some of our YouTube content. And so it has been a day full of all sorts of fun challenges. And if you haven't, make sure you head over to YouTube and check out Never Thought I'd Say This to subscribe to our YouTube channel. But can I just say, first of all, how is it already the end of August?
It doesn't feel like that.
I feel like I'm perpetually paused somewhere in 2020.
Yeah, me too.
And now I'm like, no, we're three quarters of the way through 2021. Like, I feel like I'm still writing the date bad. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, yeah, 8/30/2020. No, no. Oh, gosh, 2021. Right. Not like I want to go back to 2020. I just can't seem to get out of it.
Yeah, I wrote on my, mailed my rent check this morning. And when I wrote it out, I wrote 2020. And then I was like, damn it. And, you know, throw it out.
Kids are back to school. We've talked about that already. But, like, I can't believe we're heading into fall. I was at the Joann's Fabric the other day. And I was so excited, though.
Because all the fall and Halloween. But, I was at Michael's. Same thing.
But
Halloween
see,
stuff.
Starting September 1st, I will allow myself to be excited for fall.
Yeah.
But August, to me, is still a month of summer. And so I can't really enjoy. Like, I can't get a pumpkin spice latte yet because it's hot.
That's sick.
I can't do, you know, I have a very particular way and a sequence of events for my fall festivities.
I mean, we live in California. It's not like it ever gets that, like, fallsy.
Does anywhere anymore, really?
Well,
I mean, let's
true
be
story. Yeah.
That's true. But yeah, for us here, it's fire season, and it's been fire season all through summer.
Yeah. It's not good.
Speaking of, which is why I feel like I sound so
I was wondering if you're
congested and nasal. Like, I promise I'm not sick.
No.
I swear to you, I don't have, like, COVID or something awful. I have the worst allergies. Like, yesterday, I canceled plans yesterday. I was supposed to go out and do stuff. I was at home, so miserable, even after taking Claritin, having basically, like, I looked like I was ready to gouge my eyes out. I'm just scratching. My whole head was red.
Yeah.
My nose.
I feel like I have mites at this time. Like, I'm constantly rubbing my ears because my ears get really itchy. And I wrote my yoga teacher the other day before I came into class. And I said the same thing. I was like, I'm not sick. I do, however, look like a fetus because my eyes were, like, so puffy that it looks like in the ultrasound.
Eyes, it was like, it looked like somebody punched me. Like, they were puffy.
It's bad. Allergies are bad.
So yeah, so it's been a rough couple of days for me, and I'm hopped up on too much Claritin and coffee.
I'm not coffee.
And, and just trying to not, you know, sound completely congested.
Yeah. I'm just trying to not sound completely like an asshole, and I failed at that miserably over the weekend.
Oh, you did? Well, I cannot wait to hear about this because...
You know a little.
Oh, boy. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Having kids is nothing new. It's been happening since the dawn of time. However, that doesn't mean that anyone knew what they were doing. So much of parenting is winging it with gusto, but it doesn't have to be. Trust me. I mean, listen, I've gone down the Google path. I've joined online mom forums. I even run a mom group. And still, sometimes finding the answers to the questions that I have about my kids seems impossible. Every parent has wondered things like, what are age-appropriate activities for my infant, toddler, or preschooler? How can I build resilience in my child? What are my child's developmental milestones? And how will my child's brain develop? There's tons of information on these topics, but finding them can be overwhelming if you don't know where to look. That's why when Jody and I need answers, we turn to ParentEducate.com. It's got everything covered so we can parent like pros. And that's because ParentEducate.com is the go-to provider of research-based online parenting courses. And ParentEducate.com's ever-growing course catalog includes over 80 engaging online courses that cover a variety of topics, including behavior, development, nutrition, play safety, and more. From learning how the first 3 years of your child's life affects brain development to child passenger safety to learning positive disciplines for your child, ParentEducate.com has something for everybody. I mean, listen, when I was going through a divorce, I really didn't know how that was going to affect my kids. And there is a course on ParentEducate.com that is called The Effect of Divorce on a Child. And it talks about the common impacts of divorce that, you know, can affect a kid and symptoms of stress that a child might exhibit while going through a divorce. It's really, really incredible. These science-backed online classes contain the same information as those taken by early childhood educators to earn industry credentials. ParentEducate.com adapted them to be engaging and easy to understand, even for first-time parents. And ParentEducate.com is designed to fit into your busy schedule. Each online course only takes, get this, 20 to 30 minutes to complete and will give you the tools you need to raise the best possible version of your child. Plus, every course is available 24/7. So you can enjoy them at your own pace from any web-based device, including your phone, to allow families just like yours to conveniently learn the best parenting practices. And you can log out of ParentEducate.com coursework at any time. When you log back into your account, you will have the option to pick up exactly where you left off, which is amazing because Jody and I know better than anyone how hectic parenting can be. Parents can sign up for a monthly, quarterly, or annual plan for as little as $4.99 a month, which provides unlimited access to ParentEducate.com's extensive course catalog. ParentEducate.com is offering 20% off a one-month subscription for listeners of Never Thought I'd Say This. Just go to ParentEducate.com and enter code SAYTHIS at checkout. One more time, that's ParentEducate.com and enter coupon code SAYTHIS at checkout.
So, something that we talk about a lot on this show is the importance of community that keeps us sane, you know, mom, friends, all of that kind of stuff. The people you turn to when you have a never thought I'd say this sort of moment, those moms that really get you, of which you and I are, we get each other.
Right.
And now that has been like next to impossible since the start of the pandemic for a lot of moms because they're not out there in the mom happenings. Let's not even just say moms. Let's see. They say parents.
Parents. Yeah, you've only had online, and let's be honest, online these days has not been a great way to get along with people.
No, definitely not. And it's finding new mom friends online is really hard because I don't know. It's hard.
I mean, we met in a mom group, but here's what I've learned as of Friday is that not everybody is like you and I, and this is where my never comes into play. If you'd like to hear it as we discuss, what I did.
I would love to hear about what
my never is. I did text you right after it happened, but I didn't tell you the whole story. My never is I never thought I would have to explain to a potential new mom friend that I wasn't actually calling my kid a bitch. Not that I've never said that. But I wasn't actually here.
Like, did you say they were being a bitch or they're like a little bitch? What was the context of the...
Here's what's happening. Harper's in high school. So she's making all these new friends, right? Because she's been in the same schools for so long.
Right.
So I know people from the elementary years and then from the
middle school.
Right. And now she's in high school and it's a different high school. So she has these two friends that she's made. They came over for dinner the other night, you know, really, really sweet kids. I texted with their moms a little bit because I'll call moms and text moms. We were talking about this earlier, right? Make sure it's cool. We all worked it out. All right, so I met this mom. She came and picked up her daughter at the end of the night. And, you know, she seemed very sweet, but she was in a rush. Fine, whatever. Sweet kid. Great. So then Harper got grounded.
As they do.
As they do, right? On Thursday night, she was grounded. And this is something that Jordan and I have talked about, like just with like the teen boundary pushing of like them telling us what they're doing, right? Like, I'm going here, I'm going there. She gets grounded for some attitude issues. Well,
yeah, with what money, what ride, and yeah,
who are you talking to? Right. Like, what? I'm not your cruise director. So we drove to school in silence the next day because the fight was that bad and nothing was said. She texted me midway through the day and said, you know, are you with a client? Can I call you? I'm dumb and thought that that was going to be her apologizing. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
You really thought she was going to call? She, in the middle of school, was like, you know what I need to do? I need to call my mom and apologize.
I really honestly did because I was like.
That's not something you do until you're like 32. You're like, you know, I should call my mom and apologize.
Yes. Right. Yes. But I thought, she knows she's with me all weekend. I have her again next week. Like, maybe she's just like, that was an awkward ride. We should probably work that out, mom. So she calls me up and she's obviously like in with her friends, like they're all around her. And she's like, hi, mommy. Okay, first of all. Like,
oh boy.
The second mommy comes out, I feel like Diane Weist in Parenthood when she's like, now I'm mommy. Like, right. I feel like that a lot, right?
Right, right. Yeah. Oh, I get, yeah. Remember that? I remember it used to be mama. Hi, mama.
Hi, mama. Yeah. Mm. Whenever they call me mommy, I'm like, there's a bug in here. It's like in my face. Anyway, so it's she basically. Yeah.
You'll be rude.
She basically went on to just like very sweetly be like, hey, I just want you, like, we're a bunch of us are thinking of, on Sunday about, you know, going to play laser tag. And I know that you don't really want to drive very many places this weekend because I had already told her I wasn't taking her anywhere because she's grounded.
Right. You're like, and, it's not that I don't want to go places.
Oh, no, no.
You are not allowed to go places.
She was doing this for me. This was out of the kindness of her own heart.
The generosity. Yeah.
So she's
shocking.
Like, I was just thinking I should spend the weekend at my friend's and then you don't have to drive. And I'll be there all weekend. And then on Sunday, you know, I can go to laser tag. First of all, who's taking you home on Sunday? Second of all, are you kidding? So I said, absolutely not. I was like, first of all, you're not going to laser tag right now with what's going on with no ventilation, blah, blah, blah. No. Second of all, you're grounded. Like,
right.
You're grounded.
No, that,
you're
see, that would have been like, first of all, you're grounded.
Oh, I guilted
second
her
Second of all,
first.
You're grounded. Third of all, absolutely
and
not. And
grounded.
Fourth of all, what the fuck are you thinking?
Yeah.
Right.
And I said, what are you talking about? You're grounded. And her response was, but I thought we were good as of this morning. I said, when we drove to school in silence, you thought that? Really? What gave it away?
Like, you're like, oh, you mean that wonderful moment that we had where we apologized and made it all better? That,
right.
What are you talking about?
Because I told you I loved you when you got out of the car anyway, which I do. Like, okay, cool. And I said, you're not going. And I can tell you right now, I know that a certain friend's mom, I'm like, she's not going to let you go. Like, she's not going to let her daughter go either. I know it.
Right.
And she's like, well, I didn't know. I said, we're done. Hung up. I text this mom that I have only met for 5 seconds and said, am I crazy? Like, I'm not going to let my kid go to this or you, this, you know, I'm like not happy about it, whatever. And I said, hi, you know, welcome to my neurotic Jewish mother tangent. You know, my kid's grounded and no. And she wrote back, haha, you know, great. She's like, no, I wouldn't either. I'm very happy that like we're on the same page about this.
Oh, this is going too smoothly. Something's going to happen.
Me. I happened. I'm the thing that happened. Oh, my response was, I mean, seriously, like I said, this bitch called me up today to say, like, ask me for things, even though she's grounded. I said, and like, she's acting like she didn't just act a fool last night. I was like, I don't know what she thinks is going on, but she is grounded and she knows it. And I hit send. And as I hit send, I was like, maybe I shouldn't have said that. And she writes back and she goes, I mean, I wouldn't call my daughter a bitch, but I mean, you know, sometimes there are issues here. And I was like, oh, I wasn't calling her a bitch. And I text you.
Well, here's the thing, though.
I wasn't calling her a bitch. It was just an expression.
I know. But let's think about it like this. Let's break down how this comment is said versus how it's texted and how those things differ.
Right. Okay. Intention.
Intention and inflection, mm-hmm, right? So we say, oh, you can say all the time, this bitch.
This
bitch.
Right.
Right.
That's how
but
I meant
when
it.
You read it, this bitch, like it sounds way harsher and way less like, oh, this bitch.
Yeah.
Like it's more like this bitch texted me.
I did not mean it that way.
Well, now that mom is judging you and thinks that you were a horribly abusive mother.
It gets worse. I don't tell Harper for like 2 days because I don't want her to know because I'm so embarrassed about it. I told you right away.
You texted me and you're like, oh, I think I fucked up. I said, I bet you did.
I said, I think I maybe overstepped a boundary on a relationship that doesn't even exist yet.
That sounds appropriate.
But yeah, it was not.
I mean, not appropriate. That sounds like.
What I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Harper's like, you know, said something about this kid. And I said, yeah, she's great. And she's like, I think you really would like her mom. And I go, about that. She just right away, she goes, mommy, what did you do? I said, it's not that big a deal. She's like, mommy, what did you do? Did you talk to her? What did you say? So I tell her the story and she's like, oh my God, mom, you cursed. And I went, I mean, a bunch of times. Like, that wasn't even the only one I said.
That
and
wasn't
she goes,
the problem.
Mommy, they don't curse. They're, like, really religious. Like, they're really, really conservative Jews. Like, her mom doesn't, you know, like, let her go out on Fridays and Saturday. It's, you know, because it's Shabbat and all this stuff. And I was like, well, you're welcome. Like,
wow.
Yeah. So, like, super, they don't curse at all. At all. And I dropped like a good three curses in my first
text, and Harper said, was this like, you get along well?
Well, there is that too. I'm not exactly sure. Listen, this mom is very sweet and lovely.
Not saying that you wouldn't get along with her, but I feel like maybe Harper needs to realize like what the definition of your people and not your people are.
Also, maybe Harper should have told me in the very beginning, like, hey, this is my friend's mom's phone number, just so you know, like she doesn't curse and you swear like a truck driver. So can you dial it back a bit, because I would have.
But then we'd have no material for our podcast. I'm actually really grateful to Harper for this. Thank you, Harper, for letting your mom just
shoot herself
in the foot. Now, that's one of the things that we're talking about, though, is your people, right?
Yep.
Your mom people, your mom tribe.
Yes.
And our mom tribe is a little like the tribe of Lord of the Flies.
Yeah.
Minus, like, you know, someone killing the kid named Piggy and putting someone's head on a spike.
Right.
But there's definitely like loincloths and yelling around a fire and blah, blah, like loud things happening.
We have 100% had, like, you know, rituals where at your place where we've like vanquished bad spirits and stuff. Like,
well,
we are
yeah,
bad.
I mean, one needs to clear a house.
Absolutely.
But yeah, this was not your people.
No, and I'm not. I mean, we're not for everybody.
We're not for everybody. Right. And, you know, this is actually really interesting. A survey in March 2021, and this is something that you and I have talked about before, about like reintegrating ourselves.
Yes.
A survey in March 2021 by the American Psychological Association found that about half of Americans were nervous about resuming normal life, which is, you know, after we sort of masked and vaxxed and
down,
did things.
Yeah.
Like over 50% of people are nervous about returning to normal life. First of all, normal life, it's a new normal life.
Right.
So I don't even know what the hell we're returning to. But you, my friend, are returning to putting your foot
in my mouth.
So far down your throat.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I would have done that before the pandemic, but the pandemic didn't make it better.
No.
Because I've only been talking to you and like a few of my mom friends where I always could have said that. And I just, making new mom friends is hard.
It's really hard. Therapist Nina Kaiser, who works with moms and children in San Francisco, says after a year of having limited contact and largely via screens, we're feeling justifiably weird as we're expecting to show up in person and navigate a new way of relating that now feels out of our comfort zone, end quote. Here's the best part of this, though, which is that you don't even need to show up in person to make it fucking awkward. You just, right off the bat, you're like, hey, we've been on screens all year. Guess what? I'm still going to make it weird.
Wait. You know what's even better? In the beginning, I like sucked her in because the whole thing is that, you know, she's feeling very nervous still about the pandemic. She's got kids under 12 that aren't vaccinated. She wants to make sure everyone's, you know, her kids in a mask and, you know, all that stuff. And I feel very similarly about that. And so she had asked me, oh, when my daughter comes over, can you make sure she has a mask on in the car? Will you guys wear masks? And, you know, can I be that mom that asks you that if they're going to study inside that they wear masks? And I was like, no judgment at all. I totally heal it. Because this is new too, right? Like navigating how people feel and being able to like speak up about what we feel about, you know, COVID and infections and all that stuff. Like you kind of like put your toe in the water of like, are you going to yell at me for saying mask or vaccine or anything like that? Right. You figure out who people are and right. where we stand right there. And so I said, no, well, that's amazing. Don't worry. Like, never feel badly. I'm on the same page. I have a kid that's really young too. Not really young, but younger. And so I sucked her in where she was like, oh, this mom, I'm going to get along with her. And then I went, this bitch, and probably said fuck a couple times and probably maybe even, you know, something worse. I don't remember, but I don't want to pull up the text messages and find out.
I'm sure she'll leave it in a comment below. No, she probably is like, I'm never listening to that.
You know what? I almost even wrote her and said, oh my God, like we have a podcast and parenting. But after I did the this bitch and she came back with the like, I was like, oh, this we're not going to
not. I don't think. Right. It'd be our first 1-star review. Not our first. Just kidding.
I was like, that's not true. There's probably
at least 3 or 4. Yeah. But, you know, mom friendships are kind of the like the reassurance, the safety blanket of raising kids. And they help us feel safe and secure and like we're not totally fucking it up, which is why you and I are friends, is because we know we are fucking it up. You probably are, and that's there's nothing I can do about it. So best of luck.
But we lived through stuff, and so our kids will too.
It's true. Right. And new mom friends. I mean, I know several moms who have had babies during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And mom friendships or parent, let's say this, parent friendships, because dads need dad friends too.
Yeah.
They're the pandemic casualty that nobody's really talking about, you know, because who has the time to complain about like losing your parent friends when the world's falling apart?
Right.
And, you know, because social distancing was like what we were all supposed to do. So, you know, how can you complain about something that you're like, well, I'm not supposed to do it anyway. I'm not supposed to meet new friends. But now we need these new friends. Like that is a vital part of parenting. That's why, you know, mommy and me classes and like, you know, mommy and me gymnast or parent and me. I'm trying to be more inclusive.
Yes,
I'm really
I know.
But like parent and me gymnastics classes or music classes or whatever.
That's how you make your parent friends is by going to those things. Unless you're going to be in an online support group, which is also very helpful. But you want to get out, you know, safely. You want to get out and you need that support. And it's like so
and
hard.
Also sometimes you need to be in the presence of someone when they say this bitch instead of texting it to where it just says this bitch. So sometimes, sometimes in-person conversations
are better. No tone in text.
No tone in text.
It really didn't go through my head when I wrote it. You'd think that it would, but it really just didn't. And I feel badly. I mean, the thing is, I mean, Bee's in a new school, so you're going to meet new parents.
Oh, I met a lot of new mom friends because Bee had a birthday party this weekend. And so she has a little new kind of group of friends. So I met some new moms and... Luckily, they seem to be our speed.
Can you text this bitch to them and they'd know what you're talking about?
I don't know if we're there yet. I feel like that's like second base of mom friendships.
Yeah, I just jumped right into.
Or maybe even third base. I feel like that's third base of new mom friendship is texting someone this bitch in regards to your child.
Yeah, I pretty much just grabbed this mom's face and made out with her without her knowing I was going to do that.
You can't do that.
I feel like that was bad on my part and I apologize.
Yeah, you're now like mom salting people.
I did.
You're like...
Well, that was genius. And maybe the title of the episode.
Mom salting?
Mom salting.
But not salting. But not salting like meat.
I was a little salty, though.
Oh, boy. Wow, that went off the rails. maybe we shouldn't be friends.
No, you're like the only one that gets me. You leave me and I'm screwed.
That's terrifying.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. That's Better, H-E-L-P. I think by now, everybody out there knows that Jody and I are huge, huge proponents of therapy. And if there's something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, then you really need to know about BetterHelp. BetterHelp is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online. BetterHelp provides access to a licensed professional therapist, and it is so easy to use. Once you reach out, the experts at BetterHelp assess your needs. Then they match you with a licensed professional therapist, and you can start communicating with them in under 48 hours. One of the best things about BetterHelp is that you can log on to your account any time to contact your therapist and get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. And that's so awesome because it means that you never, ever have to sit in a waiting room like you do with traditional therapy, which we all know can be a little awkward. BetterHelp's goal is to facilitate great therapeutic matches, but if necessary, it's easy to switch to someone who better suits your needs. Most importantly, though, it's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and because they believe that therapy should be accessible to all, BetterHelp offers financial aid, which is just incredible. To get started, all you have to do is visit betterhelp.com/say this. That's better, H-E-L-P, to join over 2 million people who've taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. You really do deserve to live a happier, more fulfilled life. So start that today with BetterHelp. They are offering a special for Never Thought I'd Say This listeners. You get 10% off of your first month at betterhelp.com/say this. One more time, that's betterhelp.com/say this.
When you first meet someone,
don't say this, bitch.
I mean, I might say it face to face, but then when I see their shocked reaction, I go, well, that was a step too far. And so I don't say that anymore. That's a lie. First of all, I always say it. And usually they have a horrified face because I'm continually saying it.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's hard to know. It's hard to know at first.
Yeah.
But I can't believe that just first text combo in, you're like, I'm dropping it.
It was the second text combo. And like I said, I sucked her in with the first one being like, hey, I get your COVID concerns. And then the second one, I dropped this bitch into it like an idiot. But yeah. here's what I will say. I think that, well, I'll go back. So what people have proved and is that, you know, friendships are really important for a mother's mental health. I definitely subscribe to that because you need
there's
more
a
than,
newsletter. I want to subscribe.
There's a newsletter.
Okay.
It's called This Bitch.
This week's parenting newsletter brought to you by This Bitch.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
One more idea of ours that we're never going to follow through.
No, absolutely not. The thing is that when we have close friendships with moms, you know, we develop our resilience as moms.
Right.
And we feel, you know, psychologically safe and we feel seen and we feel love for who we really are.
You make me feel seen.
I see you all the fucking time, so I would hope so. Oh my God, she's touching me. For fuck's sake.
You see into my heart.
Into your black heart. It's not really.
I know, that's the problem.
It's lovely. I don't know what that was, but that was amazing. Well, here's my thing about that. I do want to be friends with moms that make me feel safe and see me for who I am. So I will say, and I even texted this to the mom, I said, I'm really sorry. I just throw it all out there. This is who I am. I did say I'm not for everyone.
And she was like, I agree. Please stop texting.
I said, it's just best that you know. And she wrote something like, you're fine, which you know, then you're not
then
fine.
You're not fine. Right. No.
At all. Right.
Like, if they're not oh, please, this shit's all fucking right. Yeah. They're like, no, you're okay. You're not a psychopath. Right.
And then I slowly tried to back out of the conversation by just saying,
saying this motherfucker. And then... That's where you really lost her.
Fuck me, like, running. I'm out. That's what I said. Bye.
Yeah.
So no, what I said was I kind of brought it back to the kids and I was like, well, let's see what they come up with next. Like, I'm sure we'll be in touch. And then I said, thank you for attending my crash course on crazy. It's been nice chatting with you. And she just hearted that, which also was kind of like her backing out of the conversation. Like, great. Okay. See ya. Like, it was like a pat on the head.
It was like, don't say anything else. See, my...
Don't engage.
Don't look it in the eye. See, my thing that I do is because I hate talking on the phone. So I will send...
Will you FaceTime? You're always
FaceTime. You know how I hate talking on the phone. So I will text things, but sometimes I'll send like a really long text because I'm just like, I'm thinking, right? So I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, oh my God, first of all, this is an email. Second of all, this is a long email at that. And third of all, why did I just text this?
You voice stuff to me.
I'll voice. Sometimes I'll do that if I'm driving. But like now, you know, I would like text something. And when it's somebody that I first met, I'm like, let me text. And then let me like explain why I said that. And then let me do. And I realize it's like the, you know, when women put exclamation points after everything. Yeah. So that it looks like I'm not mad. Right. Yeah.
Excited, not mad. Excited, right. Not mad.
Right. And I do that like, but with this really long overwinded text message. And I'm like, oh my God.
This from you.
Right. But I send that to like a new mom and they're just like, oh my God, why didn't you call? And I'm thinking like, oh, you don't know. Like, I don't phone call. Yeah. I don't, that's not something I do.
Because
but also,
it's not the 80s. That's
right.
Why.
But then also I'm like, oh my God, now they think you're that rude. I'm the overtexter. No, now they think I'm the overtexter.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like everything is going to be like, you know, a diatribe. And I hate that. Like, I don't need to scroll three times through the fucking text message.
Right. You don't get texts from my mom.
Right. Well, look, you're guilty of it too. But you and I do it back and forth because it's like, I know you're on with clients or whatever.
Right. And I skip a line and I send it to you so I don't like, give you 800 texts in a row.
Right.
Yeah.
But I this weekend, I tried to do really good with new mom friends by like, sending them pictures of the girls at the sleepover and like of dinner and like explaining all things. And so I think I had a successful new mom meetup.
She had a success and I had a fail. Yeah. What else is fucking
I found
new?
Another mom that was a lot like me and that she's very chatty.
Oh.
So she and I started talking when I had somewhere to be in like 10 minutes. And then like 10 minutes after where I was supposed to be somewhere, I was still talking to her on the phone and I was like, you're like me. No, neither one of us are ever going to stop talking. And this is going to be this, as much as I don't like talking on the phone, we're never going to shut up because both of us have things that we want to say. So yeah, I found another, but she was like not offended at what I said. So
well, you should do you voice text to me a lot these days, which I always assume but see, is because you don't, it's too much to type. Although
no, it's usually because I'm driving.
Oh, okay.
Because when other people send me voice texts, I don't listen to them.
Well, let me say this. That's not true because
sometimes
she,
I do, but this is sometimes I don't because I'm like, oh God.
Anytime I see that it says Jody has, well, it says Godless Hobag, but it says Godless Hobag has kept this message because you'll keep the voice.
No, I don't
text.
Keep them. Don't
oh, okay,
keep
good. Because, you know, your iPhone tells you like when you listen.
I know, but I don't keep them. I think every time, I think mine must have a setting that's just set to wherever, whenever you listen to it, it keeps because I'm not, no offense or anything.
God.
I'm not. Saving
no,
your fucking
I feel better knowing that because I'm like, what is she doing? Like squirreling these away. So like later when I'm like, I never said that, she could be like, yeah, this bitch thinks she didn't say that. But here it is.
Well, you know what though? You know I would do that too.
Yeah,
you know
that's
I
why
that.
I figured.
And you know what I have to say? Like I did that to you earlier today and then I was like, oh, that was such a dick move. You were only doing that just to try and think that you were right.
What did I do?
You got
oh,
here at
I was
one,
late, yeah.
And I said it was 12:30.
And I was like, no, it was one because I thought we confirmed one.
You know what? It very well could have been. Okay. But I was like, no, I think it's 12:30. And then one other person said it was 12:30. So I was like, I'm going to send a thing. And then I sent you a message saying it was 12:30. And then like as soon as I sent it, I was like, why'd you do that? Like that was just so you wanted to like know that you were right. So I'm sorry I did that. I'm telling you that right now.
You had every right to do it. I was totally, I was fucking late.
I don't know. But here's emails. No, what I'm saying is I don't actually know that.
Oh,
I
didn't.
What I'm saying is that I gave you shit and was like, it was definitely 12:30, only because somebody else in the room was like, yeah, no, I think it was 12:30.
Oh,
my
God.
And then I went back and I looked briefly through our phone or through our text conversation. Couldn't confirm it, but I was like, yeah, I'm going to agree with that. You know, actually, it was.
Oh, my God. See, now I'm going to fucking find out just because you said that. You should have just gone with it because whatever it is, I missed the email anyway. So you should just run with
that. So
you'll
actually
shit.
Never know. But
I'm going to find it now.
Great.
Yeah, you set that up.
But see, this is why we are good mom friends is because
we'll say this shit to each other.
I will say this and be like, yeah, I was just being a dick that had to be right. Like, I, you know what I mean? Like, and that's why you're my best friend because I can say that and you'll laugh at me instead of being like, really?
I feel like you're
now
the only person I can and vice versa that we could actually be like, okay, calm down and mean it. And the other person's like, okay. Like whenever we're freaking out. I never have
you're one of
that.
The few. You're one of the few people that could be like, okay, calm down.
Yeah, yeah.
Besides same. Like Mescal
right,
that I wouldn't want to punch
in the face. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I mean,
Well, I think I've told you. I think I've yelled calm down before at you before.
You have more than one time. And it was helpful. Like I was like,
see,
she's right. I do.
This
have to
is
calm
what it,
down.
These are the friendships that create ties that protect our emotional state.
I agree with you.
That was from a study published by Dr. Luther in developmental psychology. I just wanted to throw that in.
Yes,
there
of course it was. I knew that as well. Mostly because it's written down in front of us.
Wow. Wow. See, I was trying to look smart. Well, so I was trying to have something that I could email you about later that I knew.
Oh, shut up. Asshole. First of all, this was an, it was very timely because I read this article the day after because I had done that.
Yeah. And we were like, let's do like the importance of mom friends and kind of, you know, what's been going on with that.
And I was like, oh, dude, but I just fucked up.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, because, you know, everyone has been saying like, oh, but there's Zoom. Oh, but there's this. Social media, Zooms, FaceTimes, video chats, all that, they don't replace the interactions that moms need with each other.
Yeah.
And.
Or parents.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And, it, you know, look, when you've got kids, like, you are so tired and so over it that, like, it really is so nice and comforting to have those mom friends.
Yeah.
Where you can just laugh and vent and, like, talk shit, you know?
Well, that's, I mean, before the pandemic, we did it all the time.
It's not the same over Zoom. Because, like, over, you know, in person, you can, like, bring your kids over. Moms can get together. The kids are, like, out of the room. Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
You all stand in the kitchen and gossip and talk about things. Exactly. And talk about your significant others and, you know, what you're learning about each other's kids and who's got a boyfriend and who doesn't. Oh, my God.
Right.
Boyfriend talk already in my house. I just want to cry.
Like, you know you have a boyfriend, right?
Oh, I do.
That's, you were just saying boyfriend talk.
Well, I didn't mean from me, but yeah, I do still have a boyfriend who I love very much, by the way.
What are you talking about? Why was that so hard for me to figure out that you're
talking about? I was talking about, you know, all the teens that are in my house, you know, in and out all the time that I'm, and it's just, you know what I realized also in the car, and this is like a little bit of a tangent, but what else is fucking new, is that I'm at the age with my kids where I'm in a car with them and I'm almost invisible. Like, I'm the driver.
Oh, right.
And they're all like talking around me. By the way, my mom used to get so fucking mad when my sister and I used to do that.
I'm so happy. I'm like, go for it. Talk around.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Pretend I'm not here. Say shit here. So I can hear you.
But I will say, I will go to jump in and then you get the like.
Yeah. Oh, I don't say anything.
But just quietly like.
Oh, yeah.
Just looking like, don't.
It gets really quiet in the car for a second.
That's if someone's in the front seat with me, if Zoe's in the front seat. But that never happens. They're in the back seat. And now they're just texting each other and giggling. And I'm like, these little fuckers are talking about
me. Yeah. So Lulu was in the back seat with Harper and one of Harper's friends. We all had masks on. And then one of Harper's friends, the other one was in the front seat. Harper felt like she wants to be a buffer between her sister and the new friend, which was very sweet of her. And they were all just talking. And then poor Lulu's like busting out with like talk of like, every so often she would like say something about like anime and they all would kind of be like, what? You know, and I'm like giving Lulu looks in the rearview mirror like, just stop. You're going to be that little sister. Like, you, shh.
Right.
You know, but I'm just quietly, and they're all just babbling about all the boys and this and what am I wearing and blah, blah, blah and all this stuff. And at one point, so one of them was like, oh my God. And then, you know, the homecoming dance. And I'm like, wait, when's that? And Harper told me the date. And I go, oh, cool. You're at your dad's. And she's like, why? You don't want to see me? And I go, oh no, I'm going to sign up to be a chaperone.
Yeah.
And the whole car got quiet. And she's like, mom. And I said, what? She goes, are you kidding? And I go, no, I'm not kidding. I got nothing to do that weekend. And I don't have your sister to look after. I'm going to be a chaperone.
Oh,
and the car was like, like, it's like so.
Oh, fun. That is amazing.
I'm going to do it too.
But see, but here's the thing. That is a great way to meet other mom friends.
Yes. Who maybe can get me.
I don't know that you're going to meet other mom friends that are your speed by chaperoning. I feel like you're going to run into a lot of the moms that are going to look at you like, crap. What?
You don't think other moms are going to go just to torture their kids, which is the only reason that I would give up a Friday or Saturday night
of my life.
I should see if Dustin can.
Or they're like the helicoptery parents. That's why I'm saying like maybe they're the ones that just don't want to separate from their kids.
Ah, crap. But then I don't want to talk to them.
It's okay. You're gonna find out. You're gonna weed them out.
Yeah, but I'll just be like, who's that bitch? And all the
and then, right and any mom who's like, oh, you're like,
I'm gonna
refer
to them as bitches all night. I'll be like, you know, the bitch in the blue dress. Which one is that one?
Here's the thing. There's different levels of mom friend, right? You know, you have your kind of casual school mom relationship type friends.
Okay.
And that's always good because then you can kind of, you know, just surface level.
Sure.
Compare parenting notes. How's your kid doing in this
class?
What was the homework? Mm-hmm. And usually my response is, oh, there was homework because my kids are like, nah, it wasn't anything.
Yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff. But then there's like the deep mom friends, which are the ones when you're like, my kid just
sucks.
Or cheated on a test. That was what you were going to say. Stole something or what? Well, I'm going under the umbrella of my kid sucks and all of the various ways that that could happen. Okay. It, you know, not every mom friend can you be like, dude, my kid just stole some shit from CVS.
Right.
And they're going to be like,
right. And then they're not your friend anymore.
Right. And they're gonna be like, you can't hang out with that degenerate anymore.
Yeah. It's a way to weed out the sissies. I mean, I really do actually think that for real. Like, I think every mom probably has a way of doing that. Like, there's like a, you know, a little list of things where they're like looking for. Same as, like you said, kind of compared it to dating. And it is sort of like that where you're like, do they check all the boxes that I'm looking for in a mom friend?
Right.
And if you can't deal with the fact that I'm going to curse a lot or say this bitch, you know, or anything. I mean, I won't say that I've ever texted you and called my kids any sort of names. Allegedly,
you've never allegedly done that.
Done that no. ever, and nor no. have you. We've never done
that's
that.
That's not the kind of moms we are. Take note, mom friends.
Right, but you know, I do want to know. Like, they may as well just know. I think it's also like now that I'm a certain age, I'm just kind of like either you like me or you don't. And can we just get this over with faster than
exactly?
Not?
And honestly, like it's been so hard to make new friends over the last year because of the pandemic,
right?
Because of politics, because of vaccinations, because of you know all those like things that we never really had to incorporate into our mom relationships before now have become like kind of important things in mom relationships where you're like, oh, we either are kind of agree on certain things or don't. And we're probably not, this is our second mom date and we probably shouldn't go any further.
Right.
You know, we haven't.
I won't stick my tongue down your throat when you didn't want me to in that kind of date.
Right.
What? I said that earlier.
What are you?
That I.
Are you hitting on me? Oh. This is weird.
Yes.
Anyway, so.
People already think we're married or something. I mean,
right. People are like, yeah, sure. You guys met on a mom site. Yeah.
No, nope. Sorry, guys. We are sorry to disappoint you there. We are not actually together in that way. Much like the Indigo Girls, we are just very good partners and other things.
Wow, did you take this down a weird road?
You're the one that said that I was trying to make out with you or something.
Yeah, you're right. It was me. I turned left, you hit the gas. Okay.
That's kind of how that goes.
Yep. But, you know, now that school is starting again and kids are back, like I feel like with kids getting a little bit more back into the social swing of things.
Yeah.
Hopefully we will be able to reconnect. And, you know, with you, you have Harper starting high school. I have B starting middle school. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we're entering into new schools. And just like our kids are making new friends, so are we.
We're definitely making new connections. And that's...
You don't know if they're friends or
I
not.
I do not. I mean, clearly, if I'm writing this bitch to people, they're not going to be my friend.
They're not.
So,
no,
you know, then
no.
she's just the connection.
Then they're going to write this bitch on your locker. Yeah. And then they're going to be your friend.
Maybe I need to make her a challah. Like, would that be like a good offering? Make her a challah because I
send her to my house.
Well, I always make you challahs.
Well, send make me one anyway.
Do you just want a challah? Because I'll
do
make
want a challah. Okay. It might also be because I've started my period today, so I'm like, I'll eat an entire loaf of bread right now.
Oh my god! Right, I haven't made them in a while. I will. I'll make you a challah and I'll send a peace offering challah.
Well, you know
to
what? Don't
mom.
Send it anytime in the next few weeks because I won't be able to eat because I'm having.
Oh,
really
I know.
Shitty
She's having mouth surgery.
I'm
sorry about that. I'm going to Oklahoma if it makes you feel any better. I'm a little nervous about that.
Well, I can't wait for our next episode. Once I'm back actually, like, you know, talking.
And I have a cowboy hat.
And you have... Well, probably.
I'll have met Dustin's entire family is actually what's going to happen.
Wait. Yeah. I can't wait for these stories to come out.
Oh, and by the way, can't swear in front of his parents either. So I won't be talking very much. I can't
you
even
and me
say,
both, sister.
I can't even say Jesus or goddamn. I know they should wire my mouth shut too.
Oh, well, luckily I'm not going to be wired shut, but you probably should be.
I should be.
Wow. Well, yeah. Mom friend,
thank God for you.
Thank
you
God.
We have been listing what we're grateful for in the car on the way to school since so many things suck and we're fearful of things.
Right.
And we each list three things at one, you know, we give each other three things on the drive in to school every morning. And you were one of my things this morning.
I was?
You were.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
You frequently are, actually, though.
Oh, I want to hug you if it wouldn't be one of the things.
Do that.
Yeah,
don't.
Then I'd never make the list again if I hugged you. Well, why don't. Okay, well, let's do right now. Let's do three things that we're grateful for.
Well, I already said one. You. Because,
well, no, but I mean, it doesn't have to be me.
No, but it is. But shut up, asshole. No, it is you because you are the like you're such a constant in my life, and I know that I when I say something stupid like this bitch that I can fucking text you and be like, dude,
right,
and that you're not gonna be like, why did you do that?
Because I know exactly why, yeah, you did it.
You just went,
I have as good a reason to do it as you do. Like, yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, do you know that you got me a present right before
I got you a, I did?
You got me a present, and it was a couple years back now. I think it was Hanukkah, right before lockdown, and it's a bracelet, and it has an inscription in the inside that says something to the effect of, you know, sisters by choice, not by
yes.
blood. And it's the only piece of jewelry that I wear every single day, no matter what.
Aww.
Yeah. And because when I lost Julie, like, honestly, like, I don't know I don't know where I'd be if I didn't have you in my life. So yeah. I know we're being mushy, but that's one of my grateful things.
What are your other two?
I'm very grateful for my boyfriend. I don't say that enough. And I really am. He's wonderful and I love him. And he's been gone for a week and a half, and I miss him. And
aww.
I miss him so much. I'm getting on a plane in COVID to go to Oklahoma, of all places, as a Jew. I don't even know if there's Jews in Oklahoma. I'm a little nervous.
Wow.
And then my kids. Always my kids.
Yeah.
I say.
Mm-hmm. I will say my things this week, I am really grateful for my kids. I always am. But sometimes, you know, look. This moms bitch. Out there, you some exactly. Sometimes you're like, I love my kids, but I'm like, oh, it's a lot this week. No, my girls this week were amazing. Aww. Zoe, like, she had a soccer tournament this weekend that I wasn't able to make it to, but she like did so great. She called me over the weekend and asked for advice on something.
That's awesome.
She's just been doing so much better at home, and like, I just am really grateful for the relationship that I have with her, and like the ability to talk and hang out and stuff.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure, you know, will change by next week. But at least for this week, we had a really great time. And I was really grateful that, you know, I got to do a small little thing for Bee's birthday. A couple friends sleepover.
That looks so cute.
And I was really, I was so grateful for her, and to like watch that whole evening unfold. It was wonderful. But my kids, my boyfriend definitely, because he is one of those people that like just steps in and handles things.
Yes, he does.
Even like if I can't or I just haven't yet, like he just really does a great job at helping me and the girls and being one of my best friends. And now I feel like I'm going to be an asshole if I don't say you.
No, but you don't have to say me.
But I do want to say, I want to say my mom. I'm really grateful for my mom.
Your mom's amazing.
My mom is awesome. And I'm so glad that she is still here. I'm really grateful for that. And
she is also your friend now, which is a different level of mom
friend. She is. And although I think my mom is like, why don't you ever call your friend? And I'm like, because I don't call any of my friends, mom.
She really doesn't.
Like,
honestly, she doesn't.
Right. She doesn't. So don't, it's not nothing personal, mom. I really don't like talking to people. But I love my mom. I love my mom very much. I'm really grateful for her. So yeah. Oh, look at us. We're being like grateful and like mom friends.
We should try to put this in more like good things. We've done it once before, but then we just get so sarcastic and annoying. Maybe we should throw like a little
positivity. I mean, I'll be sarcastic about the things I'm grateful for. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you could be grateful for sarcasm, for fuck's sake. You know,
I am. I am truly grateful for sarcasm. Without sarcasm, I couldn't speak.
I wouldn't have a personality.
True. Without sarcasm, I'm very boring.
Like, honest to God, I fucking wouldn't. It would just be, I'd have nothing to say. It's basically how I'm going to be in Oklahoma.
Well, my sarcastic mom friend, thank God for this, because otherwise we wouldn't have a podcast either.
That is true.
Speaking of which, if you want to follow us and all of our amazingly sarcastic adventures on the internet, you can follow us at Never Thought I'd Say This on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Mm-hmm. No, Instagram and Facebook.
Twitter is Never Thought I'd.
Uh-huh. And you can also make sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Never Thought I'd Say This, with new content every week that comes out on Thursdays.
We also have a TikTok account, which is Thought I'd Say This, which seems to be growing pretty damn fast. Thank you all.
Yes, thank you, thank you. And if you want to find me on the internet, you can get me at Instagram, at Jody Sweeten, official Jody Sweeten on Facebook, and also TikTok and Twitter is at Jody Sweeten.
Crazy.
Yes, I have a TikTok. I've posted one whole TikTok.
I am so at the Celia Behar across the board. Even on TikTok, I think I've only posted like two videos because I don't really know how to do them. So
that's all right. We're getting better, because you know what we are? We're mom friends.
That's right.
We can tackle anything together. I feel like we should shlemazel. Jody and Celia Incorporated.
We're gonna do it.
That now we probably have to pay.
We were under right fees. Underneath there. I think it was fine.
We were right underneath.
You have to be under a certain amount of time.
Oh, right. And that was so out of tune. Nobody could know what the hell we were saying.
No, we're fine.
Well, remember, you guys, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Or that bitch.
Oh. Yeah.
I'd Say This with Jodi Sweetin and Celia Behar is an Audio Boom original.